Alrighty then. Hi, this is Ice Cold Widow, and I've been having a awful recording itch, but I haven't quite known what to record. And I've been looking for scripts everywhere. I don't know. So since I needed to record and I couldn't find a script that was quite ready to settle on and set in stone and give to everyone on the interwebs, I thought I might do a questionnaire because who doesn't like questionnaires? So, I decided I would do the questionnaire by I'm Always On because, yeah, questions, because talking about people is fun, or hearing people talk about themselves is fun. Alrighty then. There are 16 questions, so here we go. Question number one: what do you do when you can't sleep? I usually get on TeamSpeak. GWA has a TeamSpeak that I frequent, and I get on there a lot if I can't sleep, or I'll get in Skype calls with people, so that's fun. What equipment or software do you use to record or edit your audios? I usually use GarageBand. I just, like, right now, I'm actually using Audacity, because last time I tried using GarageBand, it was a pain in the ass. So I'm switching over, or trying to at least. That's another part of why motivating myself to record has been a bit difficult. Yeah, do I have any past tattoos or piercings? Lord. I have five, six. I have six piercings all in my ears. I used to have a Monroe and a belly button, but I took them both out because they were both annoying me. So I now have six. I have four, three on my left lobe, one tragus piercing on the left side, and two normal, like, lobe piercings on my right side. Okay, question number four. Have I been saying the numbers? Oh well. number four. Do you like tattoos or piercings on a significant other? Yes, very much. I love tattoos and piercings. I like them not to the point where, like, there's no skin left and it's just ink, but I do enjoy linkage and holes in my significant other's body. That sounds gory. Number five. What food do you find yourself eating the most? I don't know. Only because, like, my dad's been getting a lot of chicken lately, so I guess I've been eating a lot of chicken lately. But usually, I don't know that I have a food that I om nom, like, regularly. Favorite fast food place, that's for number six. I don't know if it counts as fast food, but I loved doner, like kebabs and whatnot. If you don't know what that is, you should Google it. It's amazing. It's like doner. Just go Google it and wish that you had it. Number seven, favorite genre of music. I like a lot of different kinds of music, I guess. I like country, I like pop, I like alternative, I like punky stuff, some rock, but I guess I'll go with alternative. Yeah, let's go with that one. Number eight, favorite music artist. I've been over listening to a lot of people recently. I don't know. I don't really know that I can say, like, a favorite artist. It depends on my mood. So I have favorite, like, a different couple different favorite artists. Like, I like Demi Lovato, Ed Sheeran, Hozier, Tove Lo, a bunch of different people, but, like, I don't know that I have just one. Number nine. Are you an early bird or a night owl? Night owl, without a doubt. I normally wake up around anywhere from 11 to 1 in the afternoon. Like, 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And I normally stay up until anywhere from 2 to 5 o'clock in the morning. So that I'm definitely, like, an afternoon to night person. Number 10. Other than recording audios, what hobbies do I have? I like playing games. I'm not a gamer. I just enjoy playing games, and I do think there's a distinction. I've made that distinction. There's a difference. Hearthstone right now is eating my soul alive. I like to crochet. No, it's not the same as knitting. Crocheting is one hooked needle, like, knitting is two straight needles. Or they can be two needles connected by, like, that are connected, if you want to knit in rounds. I like going out, like, in terms of, like, I like to get out the house. whether it's on walks or going shopping or whatever. Like, I just like to not be in the house. Is talking to people a hobby? I don't know. I like cooking. Cooking is fun. Number 11. Who is your celebrity crush? I have several. I'm a whore. I like Simon Baker. He plays Patrick Jane in The Mentalist in that series finished a year or two ago. So that makes me sad. I also love Matthew Gray Gubler, and he plays Reed on Criminal Minds. So I think those are my two biggest crushes. Yeah, let's go with that. Do I like where I live? Is number 12. I do, but I don't. I like living. I'm in Germany right now, and I love living in Germany. It's a beautiful place. It's easy to get around using public transportation. I don't like that I live with my parents right now. This is only temporary, but I still don't love it. I'd love to have be on my own, live on my own, do my own thing, and be more independent, which will hopefully be happening soon. But as far as the location, yes. But I mean, living other places could be cool too. So, number 13, ever had a near-death experience? So I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome, and I say that because this kind of I thought I was gonna die, and technically I could have if it went wrong. But polycystic ovary syndrome is where I have cysts, which are little balls of toxic waste of my own body's toxic matter, basically, that are hanging on my ovaries. And in October, one of these said masses of toxic death ruptured, and I thought I was I literally thought I was gonna die. For people that don't have it, and/or for guys, they say that the pain of having a cyst rupture is about equivalent to the pain of appendicitis. So if that gives you any kind of idea of the kind of pain I was going through, I really did think I was gonna die. And I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, so if I make it through this, so because I really did it, and it was funny because once it was done, I was like, okay, let's go. I'm ready to go do everything now. So I felt weird, but because I was in the ER and there were a bunch of people that were definitely in more pain than I was, so I felt really bad after that, but. They can go really bad. Like if your cyst continues to grow, it can flip your organ, like your uterus or ovary around and choke it basically, and it can kill you. So I guess that's the closest thing to near-death experiences I've been to. Number 14, your current relationship status. I am in a relationship. That is a thing. Yeah, I guess that's all there is really to say. Number 15, when was the last time you cried? Couple days ago? I don't know. A few days ago, I guess. I've been crying a lot lately, though. I don't know if that's all necessary, but I've just been being a big crybaby lately. Number 16, the final question. What is the first thing you usually notice when you meet someone for the first time? I'm not sure if this question is asking for people online or for people in person. If it's in person, I don't know. Face, obviously. Maybe not obviously. I don't know. Some people might notice hands or something. I guess I notice people's eyes fastest or their general face, but I normally think I close in on eyes first. I might not even get an eye color, but just I sometimes stare at people's eyes. And online, other than voices, I don't know, people's sense of humor, I guess. I typically try to figure out the sense of humor or kinds of people that they hang out with or whatever, like the cliques that they chill out in. But I guess sense of humor. Okay, that is all for I'm Always On's questionnaire. And I will try to record more because I've been slacking terribly. And I hope you all enjoyed that. And I don't know. I guess I'll open myself up to this. If you all have anything you'd like me to do, like scripts or questionnaires or more questions that you just want to hear me answer or see me answer or whatever, if you can go ahead and comment them in this audio or PM them to me, that would be great. Yay! Bye-bye.